We're up to Daf Chofayim Beis. Just the last Gemara was in Chofayim and off the bottom was, again, the Braisa said, the Dam Shenitmo Vizoku, the Dam became Tome Vekotchim and the Kohen made his Rika with it. So Bishoigig, if it happened, Bishoigig is Hurtza, Bemezada Lehurtza. And we said this was only said by Korban Yochid, but by Korban Sibur, Ben Bishoigig, Ben Bemezada Hurtza. Then it said, but if a guy brings a korban, then the locher is bein b'shoigi bein b'mezid. Whether it became tomei b'shoigi by mistake of a mezid, bein b'yoinis bein b'rotzen, willingly and not willingly, by force, is loy hurtzu. If the guy makes a zrika with dam that's tomei by a goyish a korban, the locher is loy hurtzu. And that if it sits in maratzu, it only helps for Yisrael, not by a goy. Like Rashi says, the pasuk says, v'oya mitzchoi tomei l'rotzen lahem, Lehem means Lebnei Yisrael for Leili of the Kachavim. Tadig Mor is the question, the Reminu, I have a question. Like, what are we saying here, though? Well, I'll ask you a question, and I'll bring a proof that it sits in Meratza and Mezid on a Korban Yochid. So far, the Braisa said that on a Korban Yochid, it's only Meratza, if it was B'Shegig, not willingly. But if it was done by Mezid, it's not Hurtza. And now I have a question, it says, Amah sits Meratza. On what does it sit so? To be meratza, to say b'diyev, it's called, it's a good avoidon, al hadam, v'yal abosel, v'yal achil shenitmu, whether the dam became tomei, or the bosel, let's say, of a korban oilom, or the chelev, that's supposed to be burnt by a korban, that became tomei, simul anal lechetchilu, you're not supposed to burn them, but b'diyev, if you do burn it, bein b'shoge, bein b'mezid, bein b'yenes, bein b'rotzen, bein b'yochet, bein b'tziba, whether it's a korban yochet or whether it's a korban tziba, it doesn't make a difference. In all the cases, the tzitz is meratza, that b'diyev, it's okay. So, chorus tekash, here we see that even by korban yochet, even though the tumah happened b'mezid, or even though the kohen made this rika b'mezid, still b'diyev, it's called hurtza. And before we said no, if he does this rika b'mezid, it's lay hurtza. So my answer is Omer Rabbi Yosef Lakashi. Rabbi Yosef, there's no stira, I'll tell you. Ho Rabbi Yosef, ho Rabbonin. One is Rabbi Yosef, and one is the Rabbonin. So Gemara says, Omer Rabbi Yosef, Rabbi Yosef says Lakashi, I tell you there's no stira over here. Ho Rabbi Yosef, ho Rabbonin. It's taka machlekes tenoyim. Tetani, we learn like this. There's a mission in Truma that says, Ein tor min min atomi ala tohor. You're not going to take off Truma from food that's tomei to pata teva that's tohor. The imtorim, let's say b'dievad, you took off the truma from the food that's tomei. So b'shoigeg truma is a truma. If you did a b'shoigeg, so then we say the truma is chal. But the mezid, if you know right now that it is tomei and you still you do it, ain't truma is a truma. Chom say no, it's not chal. So Rashi said, yaminu mekam aduchto, for we see sol of chet, and may no kodesh nisiyas chet lama. The Torah says not to do it, but if you do it, it's a chet. Mashma tak it's chal truma, just that it's chet. Is nikar from here we learn out the term in a roar. Ala yofa tra truma sa truma. That b'yevet it's chal. So therefore, b'shoigeg tak the truma is chal. But b'mezid, it's ain truma sa truma, Rashi says, to Rabbonin Kohen Slugas, Rabbonin made a kenas here. Mishum days, it's since he was b'mezid. Upolig bar maroi b'yevomis, Rashi says, one says ain truma sa truma l'sakin at the shirayim, but truma heavy. Rako Ponim Tanakam holds that the Mezid will make a knaf to say the truma is no good. Rabbi Yosef says no. Rabbi Yosef says, Bein b'shoigeg. Bein b'mezid truma sa truma. So you see, according to Rabbi Yosef, he did not make any zeres. There's no kenosis. So therefore, the same shall will be before him, type this to be meratza. According to Rabbi Yosef, Bein b'shoigeg, Bein b'mezid, it would be meratza. Samora says no. When do we hear by truma the loch of Rabbi Yosi the leikonis? That he doesn't make any kinach. That's all we hear. Therefore, since b'shoigeg midiraisa it's chal the truma, see all divin b'mezid also the truma is chal. But the meratza tits al achilas mishamet lei. Where do we see the tits meratza on achilas? And we soon see Rashi says to mukmas laach b'raisa bas raisa. We're soon going to put in the second price on Libo. Diktoni brought tzitz meratza al achilas. That means tumas bosa. Dainu achilas. Let's say the bosa became tomei. Still the tzitz meratza. That the zrika is considered a good zrika. Let's look. We knock out achilas. To oilun kuliyama moide tzitz meratza. And look at me. That for the emurim that's supposed to be burnt on the mizbeach. when they became Tomei, Avada B'diyevit, it's Tzitzis Maratza. The Tzitzis Maratza, the Tzitzis Maratza, the Tzitzis Maratza, V'dam, Tzitzis Kedam U'B'Nefesh Echaper. Selecham, if the dam becomes Tomei, Avada, we know B'diyevit, if you make this Rika, this Rika is kosher because of Tzitzis Maratza. The Shaila is, what about Achilas? On the boss that's supposed to be eaten, is the Zrika considered a Zrika? Because his last brisa said that Amar Tzitz Meratza al Adam v'yal Abosa v'yal Achilav. So even on Bosa Ross, even though the Bosa became Tomei, still the Tzitz is Meratza. So where do we see that Rav Yossi holds like this, that you want to say this brisa goes according to Rav Yossi? So Morris says, Votani, we learned, Rebbe Lezer Oimer, Hatzitz Meratza al Achilas. Yes. The tzitz is marat and achilas, even on bosor, even though it became tomei, still does rikas adam helps for that bosor. Reb Yosi Yomino, ain't tzitz marat al achilas? No, on the bosor became tomei, does rikas adam you make later does not help for it at all. It's not matter the bosor at all, because the tzitz is not marat on achilas. So you can't say this bright, it goes according to Reb Yosi. Smur says no, April, change it around. Reb Lezer Oyma Eina Tzitz Marat Al Achilas. It's Reb Lezer that holds the Shita. But I'll tell you, Reb Yosi holds no, Ha Tzitz Marat Al Achilas. That a Tzitz could be Maratza on Achilas. That even on the Bosor, that Tznecha Vodkhanu becomes Tomei, still the Tzitz is Maratza, that the Zrika is like matter, it's called a good Zrika. Now the Gemara says, Maskiv Lo Rav Sheshis, Rav Sheshis still asks the question, how could you change around this girsa between Reb Lezer and Reb Yosi? For a time we learned that Yochel, I would have thought to say that Bosor Shenitmo Lefnei Zrikas Domim, let's say the Bosor of the Kochim that became Tomei before you made Zrikas Domim, so Yehi Chayov Malei Mishum Tumo, maybe there'll be an issue now if a Kohen eats this Bosor now, there'll be Chayav Chorus for it. Talmud Lomino, the Pasuk says, Kol Toyo Yoicha Bosa. V'yanefesh Yishatoicha Bosa, Mizabach HaShlom, HaShem HaShem, V'tumosu Olav, V'nichriso. V'make a drosho, that only Mashma, the Bosa, is Muta for a Torah Dikha Kohen Teet. Then Aloch Rizav, the Kohen's Tom, and eats from it, he's Chayav Chorus. So we darshin, Hanit Telatorium Chayav Mola Mishom Tuma. Bosa, that's Muta for a Torah Dikha Person Teet. Then if you're Tommy and you eat it, you chayav chorus. But both of Nezrikas Domin, Shein and Nitalatarim, it's not mutter even for Kohen Torah to eat from it yet. Of Nezrikas Domin, there's no head to eat from the Bosa yet. Therefore, even though the Bosa became Tommy or the Kohen's Tommy, Ein chayav molav mishum tuma. There's no issa tuma if you eat it then. Ayeini, maybe not that way. Elanecha Latarim chayav molav mishum tuma. Maybe Bosa that's Nechel Atarim, and Echlam Renichai Mishum Tumah. But Vishena Nechel Atarim, if you eat from this Bosa before this Rikas Adam, there's not even Mutter for a Torah Dika person to eat from it. Echayav Molo Mishum Tumah. Yenatchai Mishum Tumah. Which means now we're saying, maybe means to say that no, not only if it once had a Heter Latarim, but Kisayd would have to have a Heter. Which bosser are you chayav chorus to eat it when you tell me only bosser that right now is mutter for a Torah Dika person to eat? And if so, I'll take out the bosser that even though b'shaz rika sadam, the bosser was tor. So his rika was mata, that bosser of achila. And then you left the meat overnight. Rosh, you took the meat outside the Beis HaMikdash. Raza psu yaitzei. Slamaisa right now, Shen and Mecholim Lutarim. A Kohen that's Torah is not allowed to eat from this Bosor. It has a Psu Yotzer, a Psulan on it. So maybe now if a Kohen eats it when he's Tomei, he's not Chayef Chorus. And yes, we say no. Talmud Lema, the Pasuk says, Asher LaShem, Ribui. There was Marba that at least since one time there was a Shasa Kesher, it was Mutter for this Bosor to be eaten by Tor, even though right now it's possible. Aslan or Yotzei, still of Yidah, when you're Tomei, you're Chayef Chorus. Yisodi Gemara says, Yochel, I would have thought to say, Shani Mabres HaPigulim V'yetzam Yisoros, that maybe I'll also be Marba, that if the Bosa becomes Pigul, or else I'm Yisoros, if the Bosa was left overnight, has a Psul Nyser on it. Samora says, Nyser, Hanalan, we already said already, that Lan, yes, you are chayiv koris if you eat, if you're tummy and eat from the basar, that's nice. Since it once had a shas akasha. So what are you telling me now, Yochel? So it's Ella rather like this, Ella, afa pigulim kinesaris. Maybe I would have thought to say that if you have a psul pigul in the basar, and either when you're tummy, it should also be the same thing like a psul nesa, to say that you are chayiv koris. And this we say, no, Tom Lem, the pasuk says, mizeh v'chashtom emiyat, that there's a miyat, yoni chayiv koros, if you eat from the zevah chashtomim when you're tummy, and not if you eat from pigul. So Moses says, so, omar rayis the rabbis aselu hoitz yaselu, how do I know to be marba these and take out those? So Moses says, achash riba kosev, one pasuk is marba, or miyat, and one pasuk is a mayat, or marta tell like this, marba ni yaselu, shoyselem shasa kosha. I'll be marred by these that at least once had a shasa kosher when the basar became malan, became nisa, became yotzein. But before that, since you already made his rikas adam, it once had a shasa kosher. There was one time that it was mutter to eat this basar to a tzaddik person. Therefore, even when later other psalm happened to it, still if you're tummy and eat it, you chayav koros. But a moitzi and yaseinu, I'll take out these like the psalm pigul. Shlohoyselam shasa kosher never had a shasa kosher. Pigul is never mutter to eat. So if so, if you eat it now when you're tummy, you're not chayav koros. If you're in time, you can ask me a question in basar shenitmel of nes rikas damim. Let's say the basar of kachem that became tummy before you made his rikas adam. So it comes out this basar was never hutor to be eaten by Torim. For yochlul liachas rikas damim. And then b'diyavid, you go ahead and then you make his rikas adam. Now if there's rikas adam, what's going to be if you eat from this basar now? How come we say if you eat from this basar now and your tummy of tumas aguf, you are chayiv koros? And the chur with this basar never had a heter achila because it was tummy from lefnei zrika. The answer is lefnei shatitz maratza. This is the story that this is maratza on aloichlin. That even though Mishashi made his rikas adam, his boss was already tummy from before. So who this rik is not really matter his boss of achilo. Now we say no, since the tzit is maratza, we consider it as if there's a hetachal upon this boss. Not really, because the body can eat it, it's tummy. But you consider it as if a hetach was chal, because the tzit is maratza. And therefore, chapsnaf chmina, if a kohen is tummy and eats it, he'll be chay, of course. But I call upon him only nitpo, only if the basar became tummy before the zrika. But yaitse loy, but if the basar had psul yaitse before zrika, and then you made a zrika, avada is never hutar, and here if you eat it when you're tummy, you're not bichayiv. So Moses says, so man shamed lay. Who do we hear from here? The Yom that he says, ain zrika miyamas li yaitse. That here that you made the zrika sadam. On this basar, this rik is not matter the basar. To give it a shame as if it's hutru, since there was already chal a nisa yotze on this basar. We're saying only if there's a nisa tumah chal upon the basar, then b'diavad, if you make a zrika now, this rik is matter the basar b'chilu megeya to a kain tumah that eats from it. But if it has a psul yotze on it, that the tzitz does not help. Who holds the shita? Rabbi Elazar goes according to Rabbi Elazar. Uktanin, still we learned here, the Maratza Tzitz al Achilles. So who you see clearly, Reb Lez is the one that holds that it sits does help for the Achilles. Like in this case, we have made his Zrika Saddam and Bosa that was talking about his Zrika. Still the Zrika helps to consider this Bosa as if it was Hutar, Nogaya, that if a kind Tom eats it now, he'll be Chayav Koros. So holds this Shita, Reb Lez. So before we say no, Reb Lez holds that it's not Maratza on Achilles, it was Reb Yetzir that holds this way. So it's like this. Ela Rav Amar Rav Chizla Kash, there's no stira. I'll tell you how Reb Lezer Rabban in Chanami. It's not Reb Yasi, but one goes according to Reb Lezer, and one goes according to Rabban in Shita. Again, after we asked the question, the stira was in the braises, that one braise said that they made the truth, even by Korban Yochid, that goes according to Reb Lezer. Because he also teaches Marat Salachilas. And after we said Leihurtzu, that goes according to the Rabban in Shita, that they all the tzitz is not maratza al achilas. So Moses still says, "Aim with the shamal and the Reb Lezer the maratza tis al achilas." When do we see Reb Lezer all the shita that if you make a zrika sadam here, so b'shal zrika you're allowed to make the zrika. It's the only question the boss was coming from before. So still we said that tzitz is maratza that I considered as if there was a hetachal upon this boss enough that if a kain tom eats from it now, he'll be chayav koros. But the leikonis mishamet lei. Let's say you did it b'mezid. Let's say the dam became tummy, and you make a zrika b'mezid. You know that the dam is tummy. You know you're not supposed to do it, and you make the zrika. Maybe even according to Blazer, there should be a knas to say that this zrika does not help. So still a kasha. This last brisa that says there's no knas. Who does it go like? So Mora says in yes. I'll tell you yes. That's Rav Blazer shita. That yehechi the shama le the Rav Yosi. Shama le the Rav Blazer. The same way you hear this svara in Rabbi Yosi, you hear it in Rabbi Lezer also. The Tanya learned like this: Rabbi Lezer Weimer, Bein b'shege, Bein b'meizah truma sa truma. That Rabbi Lezer also, you see by truma, there's no knas. That even though you take truma from something that's tamei on table that's tahor, so it's chal the truma. Even b'meizah, you see, it don't make a knas. Tanya learned Rabbi Lezer does not make a knas. Therefore, the tzitz also, even though you make this rikas adam b'mezid, even though you know it's tamei, still will be meratza. Sumar says, "Ein medisham medleila Reb Lezer b'truma." When do we hear Reb Lezer does not make any kenosais? Maybe it's only by truma. Tekilu, it's only kal. It's not such a chama tekisa. I tell you by truma. There's no chiyuv koros, there's no chiyuv mist upon it. They were a little bit more makel, but the kodshim the chamir mishamadlei. But kachin that's mochomer, the yisa kedusha, maybe there is machmer, maybe there he holds we should make a kenas. So Mor asked the question, Echnami, we don't have a real good proof, but in came, if you can say that svara, in came who aman tamayu, who are you going to throw this upon? So if Avadat Momis time were to say that Reb Lezer does not make the kenas, not even by kachin, so if for the price before that says that the tzitz is maratza, even on dam and a basar on chelev, that goes according to Rabbi Lezer Shita. Ravina answers like this: Tumosoi bein b'shoygu bein b'meizid hurutza. If you're clear now, if you're thinking now, how did the dam become tamei? How did the boss or the chelv become tamei nechnami? Even though it became tamei b'meizid, lemaisa hurutza. Later though, when you make this rikas adam, if that was done b'shoygu, it's hurutza. That's John the second brisa. And it says, Amar tzitz meratza l'adam v'l'abos v'l'achilev, shenitmu mim, they became tamei, b'im shoygeh b'im amezid. But avada, the zrikas adam was done b'shoygeh. But zrikosoi b'shoygeh hurtso, b'mezid l'hurtso, there's no theory to the first brisa. The first brisa just said, that we say when the kohen makes the zrika, on dam that's tamei, that's meratza, that's only if the kohen doesn't realize that he's making the zrika now b'tumah. But if you realize that he's making the zrika b'tumah, and if not, then the din is lehurtza. For Rav Shela says no. Zrika, just the opposite. Zrika kosa, when the kohen makes the zrika sadam, even though he knows the dam is tummy now, I'll tell you, be mishoga b'mezid hurtza. Yes, that b'dievet, since you made the zrika now, the tzitz is maratza. The zrika helps for the korban. But to Mosoi, when the Dama, when the boss first became Tomei, there I tell you, Bishayge Hurtso. If it became Tomei only Bishayge, then there's no Knaf and it's Hurtso. But the Mezid Lehurtso, but I tell you, if Shayla holds, there's a Knaf. If you made it became Tomei, the Mezid, there's a Knaf that you cannot make a Zrika on it anymore. So Mosoi, the question, Rav Shayla, according to Rav Shayla, I hold the Tomei that we learned. Shenitmu says clearly, Ben Shayge Ben Mezid, and Philip says Hurtso, so not like him. Hochikom, this is what how Reb Shelev learned from his brisa. Nitma b'shegig, enechnami. We're talking about that the dam or the boss or the chelev became tamer b'shegig. Not that you were metamerit, but it happened by mistake. Then, v'zorku, the kohen made a zrika sadam being a shegig, they're amazing, then it's hurtza hurtza. That's Reb Shelev's parents, just the opposite. That the Kabbalah had two master daf could be b'shegig. Not the amazing, if it's amazing, it's a kenas. But later, the zrika, that helps even b'mezid.